Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. The NASDAQ has, and that's a part of the stock market. There's another one that's called the Dow Jones Industrial, but basically it's been going up and down and a lot down this week. We've been featuring the stock market for the last few shows. Today we have part 11 of our 15-part series, The Stock Market and You. Ted Bell, who owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, is on the line with us. I want to find out a little bit about these dot-com companies. If you know what a dot-com company is, you've heard Amazon.com, Priceline.com, BuyItNow.com, eBay. Not to say that those companies are in any distress, although I've heard some things about Amazon.com not doing the business that it used to do. But point being, there were a lot of guys who got into this dot-com business stuff and made themselves a nice chunk of change very, very quickly. A lot of this bread is being lost now because these dot-com businesses are not doing the business that people thought they would do. Ted, isn't that correct?
Well, Bill, there's no doubt about it that the dot-com businesses are not, they're not the world beaters, they're not the world shakers that everybody thought they would do, but I don't think there's going to be a problem in trying to get that margin back up there. But right now, I think the biggest thing I need to say to anybody out there who is a creditor is to understand that we're waiting for the margin, which is we're waiting for our money, basically, which is the stock market, and we are watching for the NASDAQ to get back up so our stocks hit a comfortable margin, and then we're going to pay.
Are you involved in any dot-com businesses?
I am not, but I do have some dear friends who are involved in the dot-com business. You got to understand, these are young entrepreneurs. These are young people who got into a very, very fluid and exciting part of the stock market, which is the dot-com business. And I will tell you something right now, Phil. It's very exciting. I think the upside still is fantastic. And we just want all the creditors to know, we gave it a shot. And I think you've got to admire and respect us for that. And
Let me ask you something. You keep saying us.
I invested a few dollars, but nothing too significant. And I've got a good friend of mine, Bill Michaels, who started loveandhappiness.net. Which is an aromatherapy business, has taken some interesting hits, but nothing I think that he can't get back up from.
All right, so right now the dot-com businesses, as you say, a lot of them are losing money. We've seen some of these tech stocks. Well, the NASDAQ's not necessarily dot-com business, is it? I don't know.
A lot of it is, Phil. A lot of these dot-com businesses are not traded on NASDAQ.
Okay, I was going to say.
But they're kind of linked to the whole tech field and the whole internet field. The internet is an exciting place to do business. It is a tremendous new place to do business. And
yeah, but I mean, I heard that 2-3 years ago, and now I'm seeing these dot-com businesses starting to go belly up. And let me just back you up here for a second. You say the creditors need to understand that you're waiting for your money.
Well, a lot of these dot-com businesses took out advertising. And they took out advertising on radio stations, television stations, newspaper ads. They went out and they bought product.
And before let's just explain what a dot-com. Amazon.com sells books.
That's correct. Amazon.com sells books. eBay has an auction site. Priceline, people are familiar with Priceline. A lot of these dot-com businesses sell things. Some of the smaller companies are waiting for their money. So I think that when their margin is back out there, then the creditors can start getting paid.
So here you go again with the creditors can start getting paid. So in other words, these dot-com businesses owe money?
Well, they owe money, but it is a situation where we have to wait, and a lot of these dot-com businesses have to wait. These are friends of mine. That's why I say we. Okay, these are very good friends of mine. They have to get their money up to a comfortable margin. Then we can talk about paying people back.
Why do you have to wait for your money to get up to a comfortable margin? When you call a debt due, don't you pay?
Don't you pay? If you have a $2 million mortgage on your home, Bill, and let's say you have $15,000 in lease money for your cars, what you want to do is you want to get that margin back up. Okay, I remember when the dot-com businesses were doing great. It was a great deal, but now the dot-com businesses aren't doing that good. Well, now they aren't going to. Everybody needs to relax their crack a little bit and hold their fort because.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Let's take your friend Bill Michaels. He has a dot-com business.
Well, it's loveandhappiness.net.
Loveandhappiness.net, and what do they sell?
Aromatherapy, massage tools, bath and shower accessories. A terrific business, very new. age, very female-friendly. A lot of women take advantage of these products.
And you say that he's got creditors.
Yes, he does.
Which ones?
Well, he owes money to... There's a radio station there, like Blast 97. He did some advertising there on Channel 12. They owe... he owes him a little bit of money. There's Julia Michaels, his wife. He owes money to her.
What kind of money does he owe to his wife?
Okay, right now, Bill is getting his finances in order.
What kind of money does he owe his wife?
He owes her child support, 6 months of child support. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You've got to get your margin back up, and you have to be comfortable, Phil.
This guy owes his wife 6 months' worth of child support. Why isn't he paying it?
Because you have to wait for the stock market to bounce back. Do you know anything about business?
I've never been...
You've never been in business, have you?
No, I've never had my own business, no.
Do you know anything about the stock market?
I don't know that much about the stock market, but...
Okay, let me just explain the stock market. You sink your money in. Yeah, you take a few hits. Yeah, you take some losses, okay? You turn around, you bounce back up. You want to get that margin back up.
But the guy owes 6 months' worth of child support to his wife.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you've got a mortgage, and I know Bill, and I know that he's dealing with a mortgage at Lake Arrowhead as well as a mortgage on the west side. So he's got two mortgages. He's also dealing... In terms of the car leases, now I told you $15,000, more like $20,000 in car leases, okay?
And so he said he's spending $20,000 leasing cars a month.
That's correct.
And how much is he paying out in mortgages?
Well, he has the two houses. He's got the one in Lake Arrowhead. He's got
where does his wife, is he divorced?
Yeah. Bill divorced his wife. He moved in with the young lady, that girl that was working the phones for him.
Okay, so he's divorced his wife. He's moved in with a secretary or something. Where does his wife live?
With their kids.
Okay, how many kids does he have?
He's got three. And I don't understand the questions.
Well, I just want to know why the guy's not paying his child support.
I explained to you, you've got to get a comfortable margin.
What is a comfortable margin? The guy's got his money tied up in the stock market, and the stock market is down, so he's got to wait for the stock market to go back up?
That is it exactly, Phil, because when you've got two mortgages... And you've got $15,000 to $20,000 worth of car leases. You've got to have, there's a wardrobe allowance and everything else. So a lot of people are having to get into line a little bit, okay? And yeah, his kids are in line a little bit. And
his kids are in line. Blast 97 is in line. Channel 12 is in line. But not the car company and not the mortgage.
No, Phil, you've got to understand money, and you've got to understand the way the stock market works. Right now, Bill's getting his finances in order, and he's going to be able to pay the child support when the margin is comfortable. Look, I called Julia, and I said he's going to pay. But don't pressure him, all right? Don't pressure today's young entrepreneurs because they are traumatized enough as the NASDAQ goes down. Then you'll never get paid. Don't traumatize today's entrepreneurs.
All right, with me is Ted Bell. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Learning about the stock market, the fact that a lot of these dot-com businesses are now not doing as well as a lot of people thought. Now, this guy, Bill Michaels, who has loveandhappiness.net, which they sell aromatherapy, what is that?
Oh, this is a great thing. The women love this. It's aromatherapy. It's basically bath oils, and you can rub it on yourself, and the aroma helps cure cancer and things like that.
Okay, so it's like a bath and a shower thing?
Right.
Okay. And Bill Michaels right now owes a few dollars in terms of his creditors, including 6 months' worth of child support and advertising to radio stations and television stations, right? Is that right, Ted?
Yeah, I'm not sure I like the way this conversation's going. I don't think you understand. He's going to get it. He's giving it a shot. Okay?
What's he giving a shot to?
Paying off the child support. He's going to give it a shot, all right? Look, he's giving it a shot. He's going to do the best he can. Don't bother today's entrepreneurs, though, because these are kids who are out on the Internet doing the things...
I'm not bothering. All I want to know is, here's a guy who owes money, and he's not paying his child support because he's got a house at Lake Arrowhead, one on the west side. He's got $15,000 worth of car leases, and I'm not supposed to pressure him?
It would really be better that you're not, because they're very, very sensitive people. And they're extremely traumatized by the NASDAQ going down, okay? Don't bother him. They'll get their money together. Don't pressure today's young entrepreneurs. It's a serious situation, Phil. And the fact that Bill Michaels was forced to move in with his secretary just to help the girl out a little bit because she didn't have any money. Now, this is a guy who is trying to do the right thing for everybody. And the fact that his wife is 6 months behind on the child support...
Where's the wife and kids living?
Right now, they're living... they're living in San Gabriel Valley.
Where?
They're out in Pasadena.
Are they in a house?
Of course, they're in a house. They're sharing the house right now
So they're not even living in their own home?
No, they are not. They're divorced. She has custody.
All right, 1-800, is his phone kind of crapping out a little bit? Hold on for a second, Ted, because I got to put you on a better line. 1-800-449-8686, as we talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse about the NASDAQ, about the stock market, and how a lot of owners of dot-com businesses are going belly up, and some of them can't even pay their creditors. Now, he's minimizing that, and maybe it's not such a big deal, but at least one of the creditors that this Bill Michaels of loveandhappiness.net has got is 6 months' worth of child support. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, owner-operator, as well as the owner of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. They specialize in some pretty nice cars over there. And we're talking about dot-com business, internet stock investing. Now, you have friends who are in the dot-com business, and they can't pay their creditors because their businesses are going broke. I want to know, what's that got to do with the fact that this guy, your friend, owes, Ted, 6 months worth of child support, okay?
Right. Okay, Phil, as I asked you before, do you know anything about business?
I don't own my own business, okay?
All right, here's what you need to understand. The stock market, you put money in, okay? You put money into your business. Then you lose money, which happened to these dot-com businesses. Then you got to wait for your profit to get back up to where it was when you were rich before. Now you're not so rich. You want to be rich. You always want to be rich because you want to drive a nice car, you want to have a pool with beautiful palm trees around it, and you want to have a cabana. If you're not rich anymore, people aren't going to like you as much, so you have to get rich. And once you get rich again, then you can start thinking about paying your wife and feeding kids. But until that point, you put a lot of upfront money into a dot-com business that went belly up because it wasn't such a great idea.
And well, you're just saying that it wasn't such a great idea.
Well, these are entrepreneurs. These guys have got guts. And it takes guts to start a business, especially a dot-com business, because it's highly speculative. We need guys with guts in our country. We need guys with guts in our business here in this country. People who don't have guts, they don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm not saying you don't have guts, Phil, but you don't have the entrepreneurial guts that it takes to stick it out as long as you can. And if you have to take a loss, you take a loss.
But all of this doesn't say why he's not spending money, child support money, okay? He's taking a loss. He's got guts. He's got two mortgages. He's got $20,000 worth of cars, okay? Here's Drexel Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello, Drexel Hills.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
I cannot believe that this man feels entitled to shirk his responsibility to his children in order for him to have a pool in his backyard.
Well, it's not me. It's
we're talking about a guy named Bill Williams. Ted, you are not in the dot-com business.
No, I speculate. I lent some upfront money to some of these guys, yeah.
First of all, you play in the stock market with money you have to lose. You don't play in the stock market money with your children's money.
Yeah,
you
have
your obligations to your children are first and foremost.
This is the Internet. This is a new thing, the Internet. And the whole new thing of the Internet is you get your money in there, you get out, you move as quick as you can, cut your corners, and make hay while the sun shines. Okay?
How would this world survive if we all went and took a job where we lost money and told our kids they had to starve?
When he gets his
I hope all women don't buy your product. This is absurd that you feel entitled to have a pool.
First of all, loveandhappiness.net is a wonderful resource for aromatherapy, massage tools, bath and shower accessories.
You know what? I'd rather walk to a store and buy it and know that at least these children have what they're entitled to.
Are you into aromatherapy?
Pardon me?
Are you into aromatherapy?
My sister owns a store that sells it, and I would
sooner
go to her.
The lavender, the patchouli is wonderful. You rub some of that on you rub it on your back or wherever you want to put
his
it, Phil.
Kids can't
what has this got to do with
what? Well, the kids. What, are we back on the kids again?
Well, that is the whole primary object, isn't it?
What are we back on the kids for?
You want to sell to women.
Yeah, I want to sell to women. Loveandhappiness.net is going to make you, I'm going to tell you, a happy lady, and you get some of these oils that you can rub on your husband.
Well, you know what? You're just, you're very distorted as to what happiness is.
We're talking, forget about oils that you can rub on your husband. 6 months worth of child support.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make both. As soon as Bill gets that virgin back up to
where he's comfortable. Why don't you sell some of your houses and some of your cars? You seem to want your toys and your girlfriends.
I don't understand. Why should he sell the houses and cars?
So he can get the child support for the children.
But he wait. Are you in business, ma'am?
Yes.
You own your own business.
Yes, I do.
Well, then you understand what I'm talking about.
And I do understand, and I wouldn't jeopardize
margin,
my children's lives at any cost.
He's under a lot of stress. He's under a lot of pressure, and you have to have a home at Lake Arrowhead to go to in order to deal with the stress and the money that you'll make at the massage parlor.
If you can't deal with business stress, then you shouldn't be in it. And you know
what? What do you mean massage parlors?
Capitalist.
He's either going to spend it at a massage parlor or live at a home on Lake Arrowhead, and I think it's far better. Yes, because...
Dear God,
no,
why don't I just go to the Golden Door every year?
In other words, what you're telling me is he's supposed to send money to his kids when, in point of fact, he could spend money on the home at Lake Arrowhead so he doesn't have to go to a massage parlor. That's all I'm saying.
What in
the hell are you talking about, man?
Because of the stress that he's under. And that's what I'm trying to say to you.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. The massage parlor...
You're not in business, Phil.
So all right, I'm not in business. I understand. I don't get it. But some of this stuff sounds fairly elementary. I could be wrong. Costa Mesa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Are you talking?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Costa Mesa. Yeah, you're on the air.
Yes, this guy right here, he's talking about massage therapy and essential oils and aromatherapy. I am a massage therapist. I do those kids are living with a mother and not even their own home. The guy is so screwed up. How much money is enough?
Well, first of all, Bill,
not enough money to go around. He's got to put his
It's a good question, but I think you can't
tell. He's got to put everything in the secondary.
Well, wait a minute. How is he going
to
get to the...
$120 an hour, for God's sake.
Wait a minute, ma'am. Could you back off your phone a little bit? It's breaking up.
Okay.
But let me address what the lady's saying. Bill Michaels is a 32-year-old entrepreneur. He's what makes this world a wonderful place to live
really?
In.
Really? What about his kids? He should sell his house in Lake Arrowhead so he can have enough money to pay child support and then go live on the west side.
How do we keep coming back to the kids? I don't understand.
Because
he owes them.
Because the first and foremost, everything else can be secondary to it.
Here's the thing. He's under a lot of stress right now.
Who cares?
He brought
that stress upon himself.
He's right now taking a sabbatical at Lake Arrowhead because of the people that are pressuring him.
Boo-hoo-hoo. What about his poor children? They're not even sleeping in their own home.
They're
in somebody else's house.
He's going to check his margin on Monday and see if he can get back to them.
That doesn't matter. Everything else can come secondary. What about the kids now?
The kids right now? They're living with their mother. They're living with some relatives.
Are they in their own home, or have they been uprooted?
They're living with some relatives over in Pasadena.
So they've been uprooted.
Where are they living? In a house that it's whose?
Is it the house they grew up in? Do you have kids?
The house
they
grew up in. Yes, I do have kids. I know what kids
do. Would you uproot your children and put them in
their own environment? I'll tell you something right now. He is going to get back to his kids. They called him yesterday. He's getting back to them. And he's gonna,
what do you mean he's getting back to them?
When I can afford to pay you, I'll pay you. But
no,
I can support the girlfriend that I'm living with and not your mother.
That girl, I'll tell you something.
That girl is not his wife
or his child. She was molested as a child, and he's trying to work her through it.
But we know we all have a story.
He's trying to work her through it, and I'm trying to.
So he's got a woman that he's living with. He's trying to work her through the fact that she was molested as a kid. Meanwhile, his kids call him.
We all have a story. Everybody.
If he loses the house in Arrowhead, the girlfriend leaves him, and you have to understand what the priorities are.
He's got so much property. Go live in the other property. He doesn't have to live with a girlfriend.
You don't understand business. I do. Okay.
Essential oils and aromatherapy.
Yes,
with the patchouli and the lavender and the chamomile.
Yeah, and then you know they can say, what about him selling these oils to frustrated women who can rub them on their husbands and bring some marriage?
Go to the freaking store and buy them. And do you know how much essential oil is an ounce? Pure essential oil?
It is very expensive. Bill Michaels can sell it for a cut rate deal and not get raped by somebody like you. Excuse me, ma'am, but I don't know how much you're selling stuff for, okay?
I would say he'll get back to his kids
on that whole food thing, but in the meantime,
all right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell about at least one of his friends in the dot-com business who's going belly up. His business is just going south. You might have heard that a lot of these dot-com businesses are going south. I'm not mentioning any names. Many are doing very well, but I will tell you that some of them are just not doing well, and, you know, creditors are on their backs. One of these guys that Ted knows, Bill Michaels, has a .net business, actually, loveandhappiness.net. They sell aromatherapy and massage oils. He's got creditors on his back, including 6 months' worth of child support that he owes to his kids. And the only question that we're asking here is why this guy can't go ahead and take the call. You see, his kids called on Thursday.
He couldn't take their call. He's getting back to them. But, look, he's given it a shot, Phil. One of the things that's happening to Phil is his girlfriend is in and out of right now drug counseling. She is on methadone, and she's working through some molestation issues that he's trying to help her work through. So when she gets clean from the methadone and she's worked through being molested as a child, then she's promised she'll go out and buy new saline-enhanced breasts. And that's something he's got to, you got to admit, a guy rubs his hands together for something like that. The other thing that I think you have to understand is,
wait a minute, he's got kids who need child support money, and he's waiting for his girlfriend to get out of methadone?
Phil, you need to understand that this guy uses the home at Lake Arrowhead as an area for seminars and part of his business. And that,
well, what? What are they doing up there?
They have the seminars with couples. They use these oils. These oils have helped a lot of marriages. I'll tell you right now, they got one of these oils. It's a patchouli oil or something. I tell you, this stuff is great, Phil. A lady, she rubbed it on her husband. This guy's had it up for days, and this was a guy that couldn't get it up. Okay, now he's had it up for days. He rubbed some of this oil at Bill Sells. Okay?
So this whole thing sounds far out to me, man. Rub some of this oil.
Well, I'm telling you, it works. And if this guy goes out of business, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of married couples out there. The guy can't get it up. She's going to be frustrated as heck. Next thing you know, she's banging a cabana boy somewhere in a hotel. Now, you tell me whether that's more important or less important than his kids. Yeah, the child support thing, that's a tough one. But they're young, and he loves them very much, but he's got to wait for his stock margin to get back up.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, of course you don't know. That's why you're talking to me.
All right, San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Listen,
yes, hi.
Okay, the best thing that can happen with Mr. Michaels, the best thing that we can all hope and pray for, is that he stays in Arrowhead and he never talks to his children again. This is a
well,
man.
This
is a man. Okay, wait a minute. I've heard you talk for several minutes.
Who are you to say?
You know what I am. I am a woman who is concerned
kids, okay?
For the children of. You know what you
if
just.
You're a woman,
you know what
that
you just need to be
you,
quiet.
Lady,
you know what you don't
you,
need
lady.
To be so.
Let,
rude.
Let her talk, okay?
Are you concerned that I might say something that's truthful?
Like that's a magic word or something.
No. I'm a woman who's. You didn't let me finish, sir, because you rudely interrupted.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm a woman who is concerned about children on this. Not that I'm a woman. I'm a woman who's concerned about children. This man doesn't need to be in anyone's life. He obviously is a man motivated by greed. He probably is a college grad that could have made some money somewhere.
Here's a
probably about
of his
please, quiet. Listen, don't be afraid to hear the truth.
Okay?
Don't be afraid to hear the truth.
Drug counseling, all right?
Don't be afraid to hear the truth.
Are you not motivated by greed?
No, listen. Now, I am a mother of two children. I'm going to put my children
now
first.
Now you're a mother of two children, which makes you even more special, huh?
Then he hooks up with this woman who's been molested. Like, that's real good. He's really a good character person, isn't he? He hangs out with women who have been molested and who have had drug problems. And he's a father of children.
Jesus
that
hung
really
out.
Makes
Jesus sense.
Jesus
hung out with
he's
prostitutes,
real responsible,
okay?
Isn't he?
Jesus
the best
hung
thing
out with
that can happen,
lady.
The best thing that can happen is that this man never comes back from Arrowhead because these children don't need him in his life.
All right. Thank you very much. Here is Watsonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'll tell you, Phil, that Jesus hung out with prostitutes.
I got that. Yes. Hello, Watsonville. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I'm just really curious where these men's priorities are. I understand having to reorganize the company. Many companies go through this. But
yes.
What truly comes first?
Well, that's true.
As far as I'm concerned, it takes more guts, strength, and character to be a man who supports his children than to be a businessman.
But what about the couples that rely on him for the massage oil?
Oh, give me a break.
No, please, hear me out, ma'am. There are thousands of couples that have signed up for the Bill Michaels Sex and Son seminars that he has at his Lake Arrowhead home using the massage oils that he sells.
Now, is this Phil or Ted?
I'm sorry?
Who am I speaking to?
I'm Ted Bell.
Ted.
Okay.
You know what,
there
Ted?
There are millions of couples,
Ted,
thousands
you know
of couples,
what?
Who are out there, okay?
No.
And what I'm trying to say is, if he can't have the Sex and Son...
What do you mean, Sex and Son seminars?
No, you know what,
That's absolutely ridiculous.
No, you have to hear me out. These couples will fall apart if they can't rub the oil on each other that Bill is selling, and then the kids aren't going to have any money at all, are they?
No, you know what? There's a lot of other businesses. He needs to stop making excuses, accept his responsibilities. And as far as I am concerned, I've heard you saying all through this program, you know, what you need to understand. Do you understand the stock market? Do you understand the stock market? You know, no, I don't,
okay,
but I understand what life's about. And you know what I'd like to tell you?
What about the comfortable margin?
No, Ted,
yes.
You know what? You're a loser.
I'm a loser, okay? Look at, baby,
you
I'm worth 23 million.
You don't have your priorities in order, and maybe you never will.
Look, baby, I'm worth $23 billion.
Now, what's the baby stuff,
you
okay?
Know what? I don't care.
$23 billion. I got a beautiful home in Beverly Hills.
If you think that's what's important, I feel very, very sorry for you, because
look,
there's a lot more to life.
You know how much
money
that Bill Michaels has invested in quality wine? He's also halfway done with a brand new pool.
I'm sorry, and I'm not interested in your excuses.
Oh, you're not interested.
Have a nice day.
He has an oxygen. Oh, forget it. He's got a new pool, Phil.
I don't care about his new pool.
He's putting in an ozonator. Do you know how much that costs?
Yeah, I happen to know what an ozonator costs. About $1,100. Big wow.
But he does. He's not using chlorine. It's great. Plus, the cabana has piping.
I don't care about the cabana and the ozonator. What about the kids and the child support is the question that we're asking here. 1-800-449-8686. Hilo, Hawaii on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Good.
I have a comment.
You got to be in business to get business, Phil.
Yeah.
I have a comment about this. I was a single mom for 5 years. My ex-husband was a doctor. He did what this gentleman's friend was doing, spending money, buying boats, buying houses, buying new cars. And if he wants to do that, that's fine. But it takes two to make a child.
Well, let me ask you something. What about the couples who are using the oil to keep for the sex?
Well, maybe the guy should take out a loan and pay his wife the child support, because you know what's going to happen if
he
doesn't...
The problem is his credit's shot.
Excuse me. Do you know what's going to happen if he doesn't pay the child support? They're going to take away his business. That's what they did to my ex-husband.
Well, how much did your ex-husband work?
He was a doctor.
Was he worth as much as... Like, doctor's one thing. This guy's an entrepreneur on the Internet.
Well,
this is a whole new deal.
I'm just relating to what happened to me.
All right.
They took his boat. They sailed it off into the wild blue yonder. Took him 45 days to get it back, $100 a day.
Now, I notice here that Mr. Michaels has a 24-hour bodyguard.
Yes.
Why?
He has to, because his children have threatened him.
His children have threatened him to what?
His children have said, if you don't pay up the child support, something, something, I don't know. So you can see, the guy needs this. He needs a bodyguard.
His children need to eat.
Well, what are they threatening his life for? He's got to get a bodyguard now. There's thousands of marriages relying on the sex and son rub oil. And with the girlfriend in methadone, I don't know when he's going to get around to it, okay? Do you know how much methadone costs? Seriously.
You sound like
you live in Hawaii. You must know something about heroin.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, come on. What I'm saying is that the methadone and the fact that she was molested on top of the 24-hour bodyguard to protect him from children that hate him, lady, you don't get it. And I don't think you ever will.
I get it.
I'm Ted Bell.
I get it quite well.
I'm Ted Bell. I'm in business.
What do you do?
Ted Bell takes care of his kids.
You don't understand the point.
I understand the point.
No, I don't really feel that you do.
Don't pressure the guy. Ted Bell is simply...
Why?
Ted Bell is telling you not to pressure the guy.
What about the children?
All right, thank you for your call. Here is San Clemente on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Am I on the line?
Yes, sir, you are. Hi.
Okay. I got to tell you, Ted Bell and Phil sound so much alike. I'll tell you this much.
Right now, Ted Bell believes that in his life and in his times, things are going to be great for this young man.
Well, Ted, let me ask you a question. Where's your restaurant? Because I got to make sure I never go there.
It's in Beverly Hills. It's got a big sign that says Ted's of Beverly Hills. So when you see that, don't go inside of it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
My name is Angela, and I'm I'm so completely mm-hmm. horrified mm-hmm. by this woman mm-hmm. who, in you know, instead mm-hmm. of being interested, mm-hmm. I mean, Bobby, darling, mm-hmm. you need mental health.
Why?
Care,
because I love
okay?
my children. Because
instead
I love my children.
Instead of mm-hmm. instead of trying to make your children mm-hmm. into a miniature has-been group. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what it is that they're good at. You're worried about them embarrassing you in Gelson's of all the places. Ma'am, the most important thing for you to be doing for them.
I don't understand.
Listen to this lady. She's making some good points. Go ahead, ma'am.
The most mm-hmm. important thing for you to be doing for them mm-hmm. is to not be sitting them in front of a PlayStation, encouraging them to read, encouraging them to write, mm-hmm. encouraging whatever athletic abilities they have. If they had a weight problem, get them in a pool.
Well, they don't have the weight problem anymore, thanks to Herbalife.
Get them playing baseball.
To Herbalife.
Soccer,
we can't do that.
Of athletic activity.
Well, the boys
to raise their metabolism mm-hmm. so that they can lose weight naturally. Encourage them to be the best, most mm-hmm. productive
well,
citizens
well,
that they can be. Instead,
I want
of
my boys to be in business. Okay, I don't
to
want them to be athletes.
Children
like
through
so
college.
Many inner city children.
What?
You heard me?
No, I didn't.
What did you say? I heard something about inner-city children.
I didn't do anything. What?
You said something about inner-city children. What was it?
I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm saying is...
She is ashamed to repeat it, Phil.
Black people.
What?
She is ashamed to repeat
it. No, I didn't say... I'm saying... that
I heard inner-city children and black people. Now, what did you say?
I was simply saying that when I looked down at Seth when he was born and he looked like a little ball, he was a fat little ball of flesh, and it took every ounce of strength in me not to push a hand towel into his mouth.
What?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Are you serious? You need to be locked away from your children. My God, how could you say something like that?
I love my children. How dare you?
And well, wait a minute.
How
dare you say that?
Wait a second. You're the one that said you wanted to put a hand towel in his mouth.
He was a little ball of flesh. He was
so
a little ball.
He's a baby.
He was a ball
he
of
that
fat.
Flesh.
He was a ball
if,
of fat.
If, okay, look, if
he was
in
a
fact
butterball.
You claim to be a Christian,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
don't you believe mm-hmm. that if God mm-hmm. meant for him to be born mm-hmm. some kind of a skinny worm-looking thing, he would have looked like that?
You know something? I was in such
babies
pain.
Are born like that. God
I
gives them a reserve
pain.
Of fat for a
what
reason.
Is, what is your name? What's your name?
My name is Angela.
Angela, I'm Bobby. I was in such pain when I looked down at Seth.
Bobby, honey.
I wanted to pinch his nose off and shove a towel down his throat.
Just like
oh,
I
God.
Said before,
he
Bobby,
was a little ball of
you
fat.
Need mental health care.
Why?
You need to
I'm
see
so
a
happy
psychiatrist.
Now. I wanted to put a clothespin on his nose. I really did.
You need to put a clothespin on your own nose.
Oh, that's nice. What would that do?
What'd she say?
She said I should put a clothespin on my own nose.
Who used to talk that way to my wife?
Wait a minute.
I
is that
did.
Is that your husband?
It's my husband.
You can't talk my wife that way.
I most certainly can, and I just did.
Why don't you put a clothespin on your own nose? What's better, two wives?
Because I'm not threatening to kill my three children by putting a pillow over their faces because they were chubby.
I only put clothespins on. I was only thinking, whatever. You know, the only time I ever put clothespins on anything were on my husband's nipples, and that's seriously, you know? And to think about doing that to your own child, you worry about yourself. Yes, you do. You're right, Angela. Now she's laughing at me.
Okay, Angela, thank you for your call.
Phil Hendry.
Flashback from yesterday, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, there's a cottage industry out there now. It's kind of amusing the number of people that don't like Dr. Laura and are saying it, and they're very vocal about it, and they want her off the air, and it's very chic not to dig her. You notice that? So what I thought we would do in the Phil Hendry Show, we would take an official stance here that we dig Dr. Laura. We're totally into her gay bashing or whatever it is she's supposed to be doing. I don't hear any of it, but then, you know, what do I know? We're completely behind you, Laura. And here's the thing that's interesting, because I found this out the other day. United Airlines apparently made a big deal about, what was it? They canceled an ad for her show in their inline magazine, I think is what it was. United Airlines canceled an ad for her show in their inline magazine, citing these reasons that everybody else has been citing, that they, well, it's controversial and she's programmed, you know, and I've got to go to the bathroom. Thank you, Mr. President. And so they, you know, they canceled saying she was, you know, too much of that weird ass stuff going on. Well, I found out the whole, I found out the truth behind the United Airlines thing. See, here's the beauty of life. The truth is not always staring you right in the face, you know. It's not always looking at you. You got to go digging a little bit, but you find out the truth. Here's the truth about the United Airlines canceling of the ad for the Dr. Laura show. United Airlines came to this company, Premier Radio Networks, looking for the business. They wanted business. They wanted an ad. They wanted business from the broadcast entity to put in their little while you're flying around, you read it magazine thing. So these cats come to this company. They ask for the business. And seeing as how they, you know, they had a couple of dollars to throw around that one month, they said, yeah, we'll buy a month. That's all they bought. That's all a company that airs the Dr. Laura show. That's all they bought. We'll buy a month. We'll put it in your magazine. Whatever. You guys are asking for the business. You want us to throw some money your way. Hey, we're nice guys. Boom. That's what they did. And so United, and this is my opinion, seeing a public relations opportunity after asking for the business, getting the business, then they turn around and they say, oh, we're going to cancel all future. Hey, what made you think anybody was willing to advertise in your magazine in the first place? You asked for the business. They gave you the business 1 month. Who said it was going to go to 2, 3, 4, 6? So you cats, nosing a public relations opportunity, smelling something in the air, you go out public with, we're canceling the ad for the Dr. Laura show because we hope that we have diversity in our company. You know what I find kind of interesting? 20, 30 years ago, do you think United was hiring gay flight attendants? I'm just curious, what was your policy, say, back in the late 60s, United, with regard to gay flight attendants? Were you hiring men? Were you only hiring women? And were they called stewardesses? And were they banging the pilots? Pardon my language, but were they? Anyway, so isn't that interesting that you make a big display out of how you're canceling an ad that you were on your knees begging for 30 days ago because you needed a little advertising money for your little in-flight magazine? And then you make a big show out of how you're going to cancel the ad. You know, some guys, you just have to, like I said, you dig a little bit deeper, then you find out what the truth is. So guess what we're going to do on this show? Because we're not like anybody else's show, because we're never going to be like anybody else's show, and we wear that very proudly. We dig Dr. Laura around here. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. You ain't getting her off the air no-how, brother. She's going to stay on just as long as she's making money for people and pulling an audience. And here's something else. That TV show, when it goes on the air this fall, is going to have the biggest cum. And by cum, I mean it's going to have the biggest tune-in factor of any television show in the history of man on this planet, simply because people are going to tune in to see whether or not she shows up or falls over or anything else. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.